Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have you a teenager at home hoping to work this summer, or maybe they've already embarked on their first job? Well, make sure you know the pros and cons of working as a young person before you start handing out the CVs. I'm joined in the studio by workplace psychologist Patricia Murray. Patricia, lovely to see you. A lot of people with teenagers will be hoping that they can get up off the couch or out of the bed and do a couple of hours of productive work in the summer from the age of about probably 15, 16, 17. Isn't that the time people want to be getting out?
Yeah, well, the kids might want to get out at 40.
But and they can legally, can't they?
They can, but they have to be very careful where they, and it's very, 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 very contained what they can do. Mm-hmm. So really, I think the kind of age that most parents seem to think it's okay is 16. And there is obviously the wage differential between 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And there is time differentials too that they can work, you know. So it is, it's to a certain extent, it's regulated. But what happens in the workplace is not ever really completely regulated in terms of what adults the young people are exposed to.
Right. And but employers in general, do they want these teenage workers?
Employers in general, I think, do. Now, obviously, the demographic of the demand isn't within my kind of area of expertise. But I just looking up some OECD reports there of the trends across Europe before I came into you. And how they've slightly changed, as you know. Well, in Ireland, certainly the trend, young boys were recruited into construction prior to the recession back in the late noughties. And now the tendency is for boys to go more into kind of manufacturing and retail. But there is a demand because they're cheaper, basically. I mean, they're eager, they're motivated. You pay them less per hour. So there's nothing wrong with that as a motivator. But obviously it could be something that has to be watched if the employer is then going to use that labour instead of dearer labour.
Do you want to talk us through the rules then? I mean, you mentioned that they're paid less, so they don't have to be paid the minimum wage. Is that right?
No, the minimum wage for that age group is less. So rather than saying they're paid less than the minimum wage, it's $9.95 or $9 something for the youngest in the group. And it goes up to $13.75 for the people who are like 20. So it's a good bit of a difference if you think of it. Now, you and me might think, well, for one employee for a few hours, it's nothing. If you've got 10 or 20 employees on the floor, if you're a shop or a supermarket or a pub, or, you know, then, you know, it might make a difference. So what you don't want is that young people who are taken in to work to work a certain amount of hours are working over those hours and are used for the less nice work late into the night, that they don't have to pay the higher amount to.
Yeah, and also if you have somebody coming in on a summer job and they're getting a lot of hours, and you have part-time people who are on the full wages, not getting as many, you're going to have disgruntlement there, aren't you? Potentially.
Exactly. Yeah, potentially, for sure. And that's why, like, legally, it is mandated that the employer has to keep a very strict record of the ages, the names, the hours worked. Mm-hmm. That's part of the legislation. And so that then they can be, if there is an audit, the hours of the young people can be tracked. And, you know, let's not demonise employers. Loads of employers are doing great stuff, employing the children of their customers locally, whether it's shops or supermarkets, and they're keeping by that.
Yeah.
But what I'd say is, like, you really have to make sure that the place that you're placing your loved child in is somewhere that cares about that child too, because it's a child, really. I mean, 13 to 17 are crucial years.
They are.
They're the crucial years where you make your personality.
They are, but the holidays are long, and, you know, the parents like to see them out getting a little bit of pocket money, and the teenagers too like that. So it's just making sure that everybody is protected, right?
Yeah.
So if you're 14, you can work how many hours in a week?
If you're 14, you can only work very minimal hours. Mm-hmm. I think it's less than 20. And you have to be very, can't work
7 hours a day is the maximum, isn't it? If you're 14 or 15.
Of course.
And then your breaks have to be regulated
absolutely,
as well.
And monitored and recorded.
Yeah. So, and then
and you can't work where they serve alcohol.
Okay.
You know, so you can't work where they serve alcohol.
So no bars restaurants
where there's wine. Where there's alcohol served, no.
Okay. So you're talking really retail, maybe a coffee shop.
A little bit of retail, maybe a coffee shop, you know, an afternoon type of scenario. Mm-hmm. And I know that some young people that age would like walk dogs or, you know, do babysitting type of jobs that are, you know, less regulated, but they're less kind of proper work, if you like.
Right. And tell me about what you see from your perspective as a workplace psychologist as the positives for teenagers going out to work.
The positives are the things that can also be the negative. So as I was speaking to people recently, like the positives that, I mean, all the parents out there know, they do learn so many skills about teamwork, turn-taking, having to be nice when you don't feel like being nice, performing a little bit, mm-hmm. like, and then they see their own peers. So they're part of that team with their peers, and they can then with their peers discuss who did what and who was good and who wasn't a nice customer, and like really great things to do with relationship building and also dealing with adults. So, you know, dealing with, say, a difficult boss or an easy boss or a disgruntled person, they're all great. But just to not to scare people, but just like we look at children in school and we care about them if they're bullied, if they're not bullied. And I know a lot of my colleagues in the ABC Anti-Bullying Centre, like they've done a lot of research on the negative effects into the 20s and 30s of people who are bullied in school. Now, you're taking these people from school into a workplace. You might think, oh, well, they're not going to be bullied in the workplace. In the workplace, there's a whole gamut of people. There's the baddies and the goodies, wherever they're working. And they're adults. And so these are young people who are exposed then to adults who they've been brought up to kind of respect or treat with some kind of respect. So they might think, oh God, they're the adults, or they're the son of the owner, or they're the owner, or they're the manager. So I have to kind of go along with what they're saying. And not everybody is out to do the right thing by the young people. So if they're in there and they're treated badly, it's not good for them.
And if you're 16, you probably are not going to have the confidence to stand up for yourself. Is that your fear?
It is. And also, just like you were saying, Claire, a lot of the people want the kids to get out of the house, and a lot of the kids want to get out too. How much are they going to put up with to just keep the job? And if they come home from work and the parent notices that they're a bit quiet, they're a bit difficult, it could easily be that some of the adults in the workplace are slagging them about something that an adult could take on okay, but like a 16, 15-year-old, 17-year-old can't. They literally can't. And at school, if their children, if their colleagues in terms of their own age group are engaging in some of that behaviour, they can take it on okay because it's their equal. Whereas if people in their 20s or 30s are engaging in this, maybe not even meaning it maliciously, but name calling, nicknames, slagging, picking out a feature of the person and repeating it to them, then that's much more damaging to the young person than it would be if that was happening to their peers in school.
Okay. But if you have somebody who did work during their summer holidays and say their college holidays, an employer then down the line when they graduate from college, I'm sure that person is resilient and used to the workplace and carries advantages with them that maybe somebody who didn't work at school and in college will not have.
Of course. And that's what people, when employers are doing interviews and even on CVs, if people put on their CVs, all summer work they did. And in fact, competency-based interviews, which is the best type of interview to do now when you're employing people, really ask people for examples of experiences they had with, say, conflict, or examples of experiences they had with a difficult customer. And you can't really make that up that easily if you haven't had the work experience. Whereas if you've worked in a supermarket or a pub, you do have. So you put in your competency-based things that you've learned over the years. So it works both ways. Mm-hmm. But I would just say that if I was the employer, I'd say, speak to your other staff and don't put the onus on the young person to be resilient to your other staff. Before you employ a young person for the summer, speak to your other staff and say, this is the rule now going forward for the summer. We've new people coming in. There's to be no one putting all the bad work on the young people. The young people have their set hours. That goes no matter how many glasses are collected or what we're behind in. And there's to be no language used or other things that use, because these are younger people. So I just think the employer should prepare the other workers for those to adapt to having the younger worker mm-hmm. in.
And I suppose for parents then, don't overdo it. Like, don't expect them to do a full week. A couple of days is probably plenty, right?
Yeah, and also there's the law. And the law does say that, you know, they have the certain hours they have to work. And make sure they're getting paid what they should get paid, because when they move from 16 to 17 to 18 to 19, their wages should go up. The hourly rate is different in each of those sectors. So, you know, and I have heard stories where people are kind of let go or given less hours when they become 18 or 19, so that the younger,
they have to be paid a bit more.
Yeah, so that has to be looked at too. But if I hope and I think and I hope, but not always will it be the case, that if they're good and they know how to be good with customers, they'll be worth the extra money. That's the idea. That's why the differential is there, because you're not supposed to ask the same of the younger worker than you would of the person a year older and a year older still.
So overall then, are you in favour of teenagers going out to work or not? Or does it depend on the job?
I'm not the oracle on it, first of all, let me just say, everybody. I'm not claiming to be. I'm saying psychologically. And psychology is the study of what is not said, really. So all I'd say is, it's great to be challenged. I worked when I was young, not that I'm, you know, the example of perfection, but I think it was great in loads of ways, but I think there's a little bit of the scariness that happens. And I think monitor it a little bit, make sure the child is happy, that they're not being treated badly. And if they are and it doesn't suit them, take some time out, do something else. You don't have to sit at home instead, Claire. I think go out dog walking or take up a sport or get them in some other activity just to tide them over if it's been a difficult experience. Just keep an eye, I think. And also call into the place if it's a place that the public can call into so that the employer can see that the parent has
keeping
got
an eye
position. Yeah, I think those things are just, wouldn't they, they're just things you do to keep an eye. Nothing is perfect. The baddies are everywhere. You have to be a little bit careful, but also presume that your child is resilient enough and smart enough to be able to tell you if things aren't going the right way.
Well, hopefully for people who are getting their first jobs, it's a positive experience. That's what we want, isn't it? Patricia, thanks so much for coming in. Workplace psychologist Patricia Murray. Coming up next, we're going to meet the new laureate for Irish fiction.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.